statement was released yesterday by the Dixons, Republican group calling themselves the IRA. They released a statement yesterday saying that the threat remained over the community safety workers, and indeed not only over the community safety workers, but indeed over anybody who has links with what they call the Crown Forces. So not only is it over the community safety wardens, but it is now extended to all members of staff who have any contact at all with the so-called Crown Forces. It's disgraceful, it's disgusting, and we are not going to stand over it. We're not going to be threatened by a small cohort of people who are intent on dragging us back in the city. Where do we think they're getting their support from? Because it's a very, very small minority. And we are asking again today, and we will continue to ask over the weekend and the coming days, weeks and months, to lift this attack on the community safety wardens and indeed on our staff at large.
How do you get these threats lifted? Do you mediate with these types of groups?
Well, I think we're going to have to go out and do something with them. I called yesterday on them to come round the table and get into dialogue with us all. The SDLP proved many, many years ago that the only way forward was through dialogue, and we achieved that with Sinn Féin and the IRA at that time, and loyalists as well. And we are going to go back now and start sending out another call out to these guys to get back in and around the table and come and talk to us. Dialogue is the only way forward. The bomb and the bullet causes nothing but heartache.
At this stage, have any of the community workers quit their jobs because of these threats?
No, they haven't, and we have supported them 100% as a council, and will continue to do so. We will not be seeing anybody out of work at this time.